Romans chapter 12. I pray you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of Elohim. For through the grace given to me, I say, to every man who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Elohim has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members do not have the same office, so we, being many, are one body in the Messiah, and each members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he who teaches, on teaching. Or he who exhorteth, on exhortation, he who gives, let him do it with simplicity, he who rules, with diligence, he who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving Yahshua. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing earnest in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless, and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Do not mind high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Do not be wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says Yahshua. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him; if he thirsts, give him drink, for in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.